Jesters Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. All planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great, Joe, thanks. My name's Dustin. Joining me tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Chris.
Here we are again.
I'm here.
I also am here.
Okay.
You just greeted me.
No,
I think that fact would be indisputable at this point.
I'm one of those guys that feels like if you're not me, like if I say, let's say I left the room right now, I don't believe you'd continue to exist until I came back. Do you know what I mean?
So you're a Schrodinger.
No, and I think that may have been racist. Also joining me tonight is Macho. He goes like this.
Good evening.
Hey, Macho.
Hey.
What have you been doing when you weren't here? Like, you do anything, right?
I don't do shit.
Right. Do you even exist after I stopped seeing you?
Kind of like I stand still. Kind of like a statue, you know?
Frozen in time. That makes
like, if
sense.
You don't look at me, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of sit there.
The only part I don't understand... Well, also during the night is Bob. He goes like this.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bob. What's the matter, Chris? Are you okay?
What? No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm great. I like how you kind of just... treat a Macho like a flyby state.
Yeah.
Just a flyover.
Yeah, he's like my Ohio.
Just
yeah.
A look down.
Yeah. That was dope, man.
Well, I mean, I just kind of want to get everybody in the game. You know
it's
what I
pretty,
mean?
Pretty bro-ish of you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He's nice to me, Chris.
Anyway, how's Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, I'm good.
That's good. Now we know how
now
Bob
Now that
is.
I'm here.
What were you doing before that?
I was just waiting.
You just wait, right?
I was waiting.
What confuses me is when you guys change clothes sometimes. That's weird for me. Because I know you don't exist after I walk out of the room, but then sometimes like I'll see you the next day and you have different clothes on. Like, how did you do that if you're just frozen?
It's sure a time jump. That's why we're also not in the same place.
I don't think Dustin knows how reality works.
Well, I know space and time are the same thing.
No.
Yeah, you can pretty much call it time jam, and it still have Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan in it.
That's true.
And that's just scientific. You can look that up. There's been like hard
It'll have
stuff.
Dwayne Rock Johnson and like Kevin Hart. And it would be one that type of thing.
That wouldn't be time jam anymore.
Yes, it would. It would be something different.
That'd be slap the yard.
Slap the yard.
That's the movie I'm writing for Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart. It's inner city school starts a new dance choreography class.
It's a new dance group. Yeah.
They just slap the ground.
Oh, I would actually pay money to watch that.
They just bitch slap the ground mad times, but like with rhythm.
To actually see fucking the Rock's big fucking giant ass actually like
whoa, 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 whoa.
Yep. Just what? Playing the I'm earth sorry, okay. Like bongos.
He might too. It's always an earthquake. That's actually caused the San Andreas movie.
Yeah.
It's a prequel.
Little known fact, he actually caused the tsunami of 94.
That wasn't real.
There's documents.
I don't believe farted. In documents.
Who farted?
You.
Chris Farley.
Oh.
Yep, exactly.
Well, here we are again, boys and girls.
Here I am, trapped in the small room with you mouth-breathing gas bags.
With this little body.
I'm a mouth-breathing gas bag now?
I mean, you're a human, right?
What a negative little
you're a human,
aura
aren't you?
You travel with. So are there any pressing matters before we get officially into
commence.
This meeting?
I don't know. I was looking more into the beards thing, like about how
oh, really?
Like getting a beard and stuff.
You pick one out yet?
No. Apparently... you get them while you sleep also. Isn't
yeah.
that weird?
No.
Yeah.
It's no? not. To
okay,
anyone else but
weird.
You. Because beards are grown from your face bones.
Everyone knows beards are stored in the balls.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a big decision, right?
Are you going full beard? Like, are you going ZZ Top? Or are you going maybe?
I don't know. Is there like a length limit?
I like the Lucas.
The Lucas? Yeah, it's
the George
good.
Lucas one.
Yeah, it's kind of scraggly, though.
It's a little Santa, but with a little bit of that black in there.
I was thinking more like Zen garden patterns.
Maybe more
kind of
like
a
Santa
spiral
Claus.
Or like a gentle swoosh. And then I was looking at the chops, right? Mutton chops? You can't eat those. What are they doing?
Shit.
What?
I'm trying not to curse, but that was good. Because they're called mutton chops, but you
know,
can't
man.
Eat them.
Yeah, beards are weird, guys.
Did you write that down?
No.
Off the cuff?
Yeah, man.
For the sideburns, I think you should do the chessboard pattern.
Oh,
like a grid.
Yeah.
A grid into a swoosh.
Into a swoosh.
Oh, man, that sounds sick.
when you put them together.
Literally, if I saw someone with another face, I would think they were ill.
Like ill, like fresh to death.
Yeah,
ill.
dope as shit.
Dope as it gets.
Yeah, stuff. I mean,
you should just grow it straight Shaolin monk style. Just Shaolin.
All right, to the top Macho. Of your head. See, he's been on this for like 20 years now because he can't grow a Fu Manchu. He's physically incapable of it.
Well, he doesn't have the parts for it. He doesn't have the...
No.
A little known fact about Macho is he doesn't actually have a upper lip or a bottom lip. Those are prosthetics because of the beak. Because
the beak.
You know, I don't know why you're so happy about the bird thing. And now that I fucking look at you...
He's just come,
now
bro.
That I look
don't
at you...
Don't you fucking look at me ever and do that
you
shit.
You look more like a poison dart frog.
Wow.
That's what you are.
Oh, free.
Look at him, right? What,
free and ready to kill people.
Macho, are you amphibious?
Just touch me.
No.
Touch me.
No.
Touch me.
No, thank you.
Touch me.
Bro, can I just ask you one yes or no question and you answer immediately?
Shake my hand.
All right. No, but you a dart frog, bro?
Give me your best ribbit.
Ribbit. Did it.
See? What? What was that?
Dude.
What?
That's really good.
Are you choking? What? Dustin, are you choking?
I'm just asking you to stop being a frog during my...
That was a good frog.
I'm not a frog. Right. I am a bird person.
No, I know. It's whatever.
Bird man. You know.
Okay.
Just don't eat any flies while we're trying to record. Well, now that the energy in the room is sufficient.
If you say so.
Why don't they ever sew dishwashers?
What?
They've got kitchen nightmares. They've got... Hotel hell. All these shows where they go to like restaurants and hotels and they show the kitchens, like Gordon Ramsay's whole thing.
Places that suck and are failing.
Yeah. He goes in there and he spruces it up a little bit, makes them do better by screaming and cursing at them. How come they never show a dishwasher? They show the cooks, they show the waitresses, they show the busboys, the managers, every position in a restaurant except for dishwashers. They never even show dishes being washed.
That's true.
I think Gordon
awkward
hates dishwashers.
He just takes the dishes, throws them out.
Well, because they're erasing his work.
Ooh. I was going more towards the fact that he's just a big bully.
I mean, didn't it already get erased when it got eaten, though?
Because if you think about it, if you had to rank the personnel in the kitchen, dishwasher would probably be a bottom.
Well, he's a bottom, but if he doesn't exist, then your restaurant's going to be on the bottom because then you only get to serve quite a few people and then it's done.
They don't exist because you're not there?
Well, I know that, but I'm watching them on the TV.
But how does that work out? If you're watching them TV. From somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we all know TV's not real.
If you look too close at it, it doesn't fit.
At a different time.
Yeah, it doesn't work if you look too close at it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if this sounds weird to anybody, but we're using a new setup. The laptop died because of Macho. He put in a keystroke reader or something and he flummoxed the floppy.
I had so many cards to swipe.
Flummoxed our floppy disk.
So if anything sounds different, it's because it's a new computer and we know it's not the way it usually sounds and we'll fix it. Well, I'll fix it because Macho likes to ruin everything.
He's
a bad person.
Smash.
This was the computer we had downstairs just collecting dust for like 2 years. It was running super slow. Yeah. So I did the updates and then I started, well, it's still running slow. So I went through and tried to see every program that's in there to see if one doesn't add up. And I found one called CyberLink.
Ooh.
From the CyberLink Corporation. And I had to look it up because, dude, that sounds exactly like an evil corporation from a 90s movie.
And turns out it was.
No, it's legit.
Yeah, isn't third-party that like software. A licensing corporation or something? CyberLink, yeah. I believe.
CyberLink. That sounds like someone that will end the world
soon.
Yeah,
that sounds like...
Oh, yeah. That's like, what? Cyberdyne like Industries.
Cybernet, Cyberdyne.
Sounds like a virus on your computer.
You can't put cyber in the name of your company and not be evil.
Yeah.
All right, or at least follow it with sex.
Or like Pony. Cyber Pony.
Oh, man.
Right? That sounds better.
Cyber like unicorn.
Anything else? Cyber wire sounds evil. Cybercom.
Ooh. Cyber priest.
Cybercom straight
up
is in slave trading.
Cyber priest probably.
No, cyber priest is bad.
Cyber white male. that's evil incarnate, right?
Yeah, that's... that doesn't even sound like a company anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's what you're white mailing people. It's
I'm
a
not.
Service.
I don't.
So instead
that's not
of,
something I do.
Instead of holding something over their head to like extort them,
you're trying to give them something.
You're telling them something about yourself and giving them a gift.
Yeah.
White mail.
I can do that. I don't like the way you say it, though.
What do you mean?
What you call it?
It's a very
bad.
I mean, it's a very reverse thing.
It's not bad. You're sharing something about yourself,
right?
And you're giving them a gift. How's that bad?
I like both those things.
It's the opposite of blackmail. It's white male.
But then when you say it, that's part of the part I don't like.
What?
Right, right there at the end.
What? I don't get it.
Part. I don't know what it is. Why about not? That last part.
What, man?
It's that
Bob, you ever white male somebody?
I can't say I have.
You don't give?
You ever got white male?
You've got white male.
Boom.
Some dude standing there in khakis.
What's up? My name's Scott.
I'm your white male.
I, like you, am somewhat disturbed by the title of this thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, it's not like a buzzword that I want.
All right, guys, look under your seats because I white mailed all
Everybody
of you.
Everybody has white mail. You get white mail. You get white mail.
Look under your seats.
Why is Dustin still looking under his seat?
There's nothing there.
I can't find it, guys. Where's my white mail?
Keep looking, Dust.
I can't find it.
Bob fell in
his
already.
Looking, bro.
Oh, I found it. Now I need a wet nap.
Mine's a Melvin.
Oh, no.
Melvin. So, I didn't remember how competitive Uno was until last night. I tried to play it with Bella and Chito. All of a sudden, Jen got involved. And became like it almost became jail rules, bro.
And war were declared.
Like, I was going to shank them last night.
Yeah, no, that'll end a relationship.
What the fuck?
If you get a bunch of skip yous, get back to me.
It was a bad game.
Whenever
Holy
I play
shit.
It, I get that nasally, like, little bastard voice. Skip you, go back to
skip
me.
You,
reverse you, go back to me.
And fuck you. Up, back, my turn. Yep. Me and Jem kept having, like, a reverse battle where it was like, I would
That's
put
where
one.
You just, you love each other?
No. Oh. It's actually the quite opposite. There is no love in Uno, bro.
And there's no love in a reverse
there's
battle.
There's at all.
It's where you're just fighting to get away from each other.
Exactly.
You're fighting
Especially
the earth.
Especially in Uno. Oh. With numbers and colors, bro.
You know what's even more violent
it's
game?
The War of the Gods.
Slapjack.
Oh my God.
I put a dude in a cast playing Slapjack.
How do you play?
You keep putting cards down until one of them's a jack and then you slap it.
And then you slap the good dude in front of you.
Slap that jack. I'm slapjacking all the time, bro.
Nice.
In bed, slapjack.
Slapjack.
In the shower, slapjack.
Slapjack. See?
I'm always on it. I'm practicing day and night. I'm like Joe Rogan with this stuff.
Straight up jacking. Slap.
Slapjack. Slapjack. Slapjack.
Slapjack.
Jacking slaps all day.
Yeah, just jacking, slapping slaps, jacks. You know what I eat for breakfast? Applejack slaps.
Flapjacks.
Sometimes.
I like
on my
flapjacks.
Cheat day.
On your cheat day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've noticed I have a thing for pancakes.
Ooh, saucy. If I had
Flapjack?
My soundboard,
Since
I'd say
you said,
extremely
it really
sexy.
Of, it just triggered me real quick because I've realized I can eat pancakes anytime, any day, anywhere. Like, it's just pancakes, bro. Pancakes are like the shit.
What about Sunday at 3 in the morning?
Swear to God.
I'm down with that.
Though, you make them? Shit.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Thursday at 4.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
You know what, dude?
Wednesday
Dinner
at 2.
Time. Pancakes, bro.
What if you're at work?
Pancakes. I've actually taken pancakes
fresh hot
that
pancakes?
We have actually made, right? And I took them and I put them in a little baggie just so I could take them to work.
Nice, dude. What if you're in a street fight?
I'm going to eat those pancakes.
You're just going to eat the pancakes instead?
Yeah.
Just Dope. Fluffy little
That's a power
pancakes.
Move. That'll freak me out. If I'm fighting the guy, he starts eating pancakes.
Starts eating pancakes.
Just takes a plate out, slowly drizzling syrup on top
Looking
of it.
At you, just locking eyes with you the whole
contact.
Time.
Yeah, you maintain eye
Cuts
contact.
Cuts the butter and everything, time. Just...
Now, is that worse, that scenario? Or if he just real mad dog eye contact, like you're saying, but he just reaches in his pocket and pulls up just a clump of pancakes.
And just eats it.
And just starts eating it out of his hand. Straight. Is that worse? I don't know. Ooh. We'll never know.
I feel like that might be...
That's a bridge you got to cross, but you might not make it to the other side.
What do you think is better, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles are good. They're both good for certain things.
It depends, right?
I mean, they're basically the same thing.
That's what I said.
I don't like how controlled my waffle feels.
Well, like they are different, though. You think about it, Chris. One's crispy, one's...
I like the compartmentalization that a waffle affords. Yeah. It's,
it doesn't feel natural. It feels like factory
but
farming
it, But
pancakes.
It feels like you just,
I guess.
Upgraded your inventory level when you eat a waffle.
You can fill all those little cubelets with,
something different.
All those divots you can fill them with butter in, a pattern and then just, have a syrup.
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
Lake in the middle. You know,
feels like I'm eating a circuit board. That's why I don't like it. I think.
Yeah, a circuit board of deliciousness.
I don't know, but I still think I like pancakes better though.
You can do more
or less.
Than
you,
you cannot do more with waffles than you can do with pancakes, and I'm willing to argue this to the death. Pick sides.
You ever had chicken and pancakes?
Ooh,
bro, I never had chicken and waffles.
You have never had strawberry cheesecake pancakes?
Wait a second.
You make an ice cream sandwich with pancakes instead of waffles?
I'm saying pancakes are better.
Okay. Bob, you suck.
So stop looking at me.
It's just instant. Bob, you suck.
I think I see what happened here. I'm on that side.
I'm on the pancake side, you asshole. What are you doing?
Here's my thing. It has to be like a full-fledged waffle, like one of those Belgian waffles, where it's a completely different experience. Then I think that's better
one
than
one of the big-ass fluffy waffles. That
yeah.
what you mean?
Yeah, that's
what we're discussing.
Those are better than pancakes.
The question, no, it wasn't better. It was you can do more with waffles.
I said waffles are more versatile. You could do more with them than you can
and
pancakes.
That's what I was arguing.
Not exactly.
Interesting.
Because isn't a crepe just a really, really thin pancake?
Pancake, yes.
Whoa, buddy.
That's something else you can do with a pancake.
See? You can only make a waffle a waffle.
Waffles don't. They're very distinct in their shape and style.
You can make a waffle into a cone.
Now, hear me out.
That's true. There are waffle
Hear
cones.
Me out. You make these waffles and you dry them. And you could use them as a building material.
You can make a house
out
of
the
waffle.
Grid shape. Waffle I think it, that structure would be kind Did of like a load-bearing type of deal.
What we just invented was IHOW.
IHOW's
International House of Waffles. Made from dried up waffles. Like that dude on YouTube that makes houses out of mud. And
there
rocks.
You go.
Except this is all waffles.
It's all waffles. Yeah.
We just incorporate it.
We can get an HGTV show.
We call it the All Waffle House.
Yeah.
All waffle.
But secretly, it's sponsored.
All Waffle House.
All Waffle
House. All Waffle.
I want to go with this, but I'm scared because the Pop-Tart people. I don't want to get the I don't want to get the Pop-Tart people in this breakfast. Like,
wasn't there a point where they were like arguing back and forth? Who was it who was trying to get at IHOP?
When I was a kid, I thought I was being slick. So I saved half of a Pop-Tart in my pocket. And this dude followed me. for like three blocks. Yeah, he followed me for like 3 blocks until I ate the Pop-Tart, and then he just he ducked around a corner. I never saw him again.
You gotta eat him.
I never did that again.
Yeah.
The Pop-Tart people are creepy.
What we have is we have a very delicate balance in the breakfast community, and any shift of power, dude, they'll come. They're coming hard and they're coming at you. Ask Pizza Bagels about it.
You have to
eat them in the morning? Yeah, nah. That commercial ended.
Yeah, no. You're supposed to eat them in the evening
if
only.
You don't maintain proper Pop-Tart protocol. That was hard to say. Proper Pop-Tart protocol.
Yeah.
Woo! That's a mouthful. Let's do that again. If you don't maintain proper Pop-Tart protocol, you got to leave all these in now because they all suck.
Yeah,
What I'm getting at is they're watching you.
Can we get a clean cut of proper Pop-Tart protocol?
Oh, what?
Proper Pop-Tart protocol?
Yeah, that's great. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Have you cooked them with propane? Is there a profit? Profitable Pop-Tart protocol?
It's all about profit. It's always been about profit.
There was a commercial. It was a Toaster Strudels commercial, and it had like a kid open his locker and a bunch of Pop-Tarts fell out because he was secretly eating Toaster Strudels.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. I would eat those Pop-Tarts as well.
Yeah, those Pop-Tarts were gone too.
Oh, yeah.
And the Toaster Strudels. All shit was going in my face.
I'll be putting the Toaster Strudel cream on the Pop-Tart.
Right?
Just, I don't care. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you're an animal, though. This is coming from the same person who would just leave a fucking frozen pizza out on the... just leave it sitting out and then eat it about 6 hours later.
Yeah. Only person I know who lets frozen pizzas self-cook.
You gotta let the yeast breathe.
Came in, was like, nom, nom.
I folded it up like a burrito. And I took it out because
I feel bad, guys.
I originally intended to cook the pizza.
He did. I guess.
But I forgot to when I left it on the counter. And by the time I got to it again, it was already defrosted and floppy. And I thought, oh, well, it's point of cooking
fuck
it now.
It's cooked now.
It's edible now. And it was not. And I got really sick bad in my stomach. And luckily, the toilet faces the bathtub.
Yeah, there's a
so it was coming from both sides.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, bad.
And that's why you don't eat raw frozen pizzas.
I don't anymore, no.
Yeah.
But have you guys had a pizza bite lately? Bagels? Yeah, because they disappeared. Because they said you can eat them in the morning. And that's how dangerous of a game we're playing right now. I just want
you don't
to
understand
tell you
the level of severity.
I'm scared to get into this, but I like a Waffle House.
A Waffle House.
A waffle.
I'm not worried about Waffle House at all. They didn't got no heat. They're not coming for us.
They ain't got shit.
Every Waffle House you ever go in looks like it's about to shut down.
Yeah, really.
They never look clean.
Kind of gives you that vibe.
Yeah, IHOP looks clean AF most of the time.
I get the truck stop feel whenever I go to a Waffle House.
I think it's because they're cooking right where you're eating. Maybe. And it's a greasy, greasy thing they're cooking.
I think it's their color is what it is. All the I feel yellow. Like
the yellow, yeah, weird. It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It makes it feel dingy.
When I walk out, I feel like I have like just an ounce of bacon grease in my lungs.
Like you have to like clean your clothes and shit and go to the laundromat. It makes you feel bad.
Yeah, you have to take a shower after you eat at Waffle House.
It's depressing. Their food's pretty good, but it's depressing now, when you go there.
A Waffle House, when you come in, obviously it's made of waffles.
You're gonna be greeted instantly.
You're gonna be showered,
you know, and fucking honey and you know
and powdered honey sugar. And powdered sugar.
See.
And then
some melted butter.
You just get
like
a giant,
really melted butter.
You get a giant foam fork, like something you would see at like a football stadium. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. It's not necessary because they Willy Wonka style eat the table.
Nice.
And we just keep making the tables in the back, like that's IKEA. Perfect. We can zone up with IKEA. Zone up, is that how you say
it?
I'm gonna zone up.
You
with
can set it up on a like a subscription service.
Okay, now how are they gonna subscribe to our physical restaurant though? Is my thing.
No, I'm talking about the table.
Like a fast pass type of deal?
Oh, like White Castle's got the fast pass?
Yeah, fast pass. You know, they subscribe, we send them a wristband, and then they could just walk right in.
They can eat their way in the side of the building.
They yeah, they can form a tunnel straight from the parking lot if they so choose.
No, they're
and our all waffle chefs will just quickly reestablish the structural. It.
Yeah. They're good at it. They build walls.
All walls.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a waffle bot.
A waffle bot.
A waffle bot for that.
I'm trying to... Now, can the bot be made out of waffles? Because I want a very low footprint on this.
Yeah. Let's make the robot out of pancakes.
Spaghetti? Oh.
No, we make it out of pancakes, but it makes waffles.
There's not a lot you can do with pancakes, Bob was saying earlier. You probably can't make a robot out of pancakes.
I don't know.
I bet we could... If we did the same technique with the pancakes, we could start like a used tire service or something.
Yeah, but we only fix it with churros.
We stack them and maybe cement them with something.
So if you bring in a pancake, you get 15% off of your purchase. So we take all those pancakes they're bringing in for their discount and we use them
for spackle.
To spackle the signs of IHOP. So you can't see it. There so nobody go. Knows they're there and they have to come to a Waffle House. We don't have to cover up Waffle House. It's fine.
We use the pancakes for drive-bys.
Yeah, we use a fleet of drones.
And pancake
to
cannons.
To sky bomb all the IHOPs.
Yeah.
With just a deluge of ground up pancakes.
Their own pancakes that were brought to us.
Just like the end crumbs of somebody eating the pancakes and shit. You know how it's all like mushy and gooey and sticky and nasty?
Yeah. This is pretty much, let this be a warning shot to IHOP that we have your number. And
get at me, bro.
You're going to be rubble.
Pull up.
All Waffle House.
But it's all privately owned franchise businesses. I don't want nothing to do with it.
No.
Got to get in and out, baby.
Get in and out.
Pushing them
straight
out.
Straight up. Then we move on to chicken.
I don't want to play with chicken.
After pancakes and waffles, we move on to chicken.
I don't know. I don't think we could take down the Colonel.
We need to take over a different industry. We can't just have waffles and pancakes.
I don't know, man. I don't think we can get into the chicken business.
All right. What about fish?
I don't think that's allowed.
I want a red box that just sells pornos.
We just want to repay. What the fuck?
I think it's called a pink box.
It'll be.
You can't do that.
What?
You can't do that. What, they Chris? Will never allow you to put that anywhere.
I mean, it'll be the same as going and buying like a magazine, wouldn't it? Don't they come with like DVDs from time to time? How many perverted individuals there are in the United States? Think about it.
What kind of person would browse through a catalog of porn
in public?
In public.
In public.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this would be...
It's for 18 and older, you know? We got big, like, build like an igloo or some shit. Yeah, that it actually sits in like a little compartment building that reads like maybe your ID or some shit.
All right, I think you've just moved away from the vending machine aspect of it.
Kind of did.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Why not?
So what happens is...
Damn it, Chris.
We set
crush
these vending machines
dreams all
up.
The time.
We set these vending machines up, and really, it's an operation to kidnap perverts and lock and send them to...
We just have Chris Hansen every time.
We just send them to Florida. We
but there's a teleporter.
Every time somebody walks up to the machine, a black van rolls up. Four dudes jump out. Four dudes jump out.
put a hood on him, tying
him over the back of the head with something like a fucking big ass dildo. Just boom, and then drag him away, and they wake up on the beach in Florida.
Nice. That's probably where they came from.
Most likely. What do you call that when you catch and release something? You renaturalizing or something like that? I forget.
Reinstituting.
Reintegrating.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man. We're doing the world a service.
All right. I'm going to go look at one of these vending machines real quick. I'll be right back. Something about beach in Florida. I don't know. Is it true that they got vending machines that sell used panties in Las Vegas?
Macho, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just wondering if that's a thing.
Is it weird that you hear all these stories about Florida man did this, Florida man did that, and then...
It's because they're crazy as shit
down
there.
That just happens to be where Disney World is, too, in Florida.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Oh, you're back?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Needs more juice.
I had to copyright a Waffle House without you guys so I can make that catch.
Nice, man. We just made a vending machine that kidnaps perverts.
What?
So enjoy your all Waffle House.
I don't get to be a part of this?
No, we repatriate them to Florida.
Did you hear about the guy that got arrested? He was using the, that you know, that database you can look and see the red dots around you? And he was going around with a hammer and just hunting them down like Batman, but for... Kitty diddlers.
What the hell?
Oh, wow.
Kitty Good diddlers?
Wow.
That's kind of fucked up.
Damn. Yeah, dude.
That's not why that service is there.
No, I don't think that's what that's for.
It's so you don't take your kids on a walk down that street. That's all. That's so maybe you don't buy a house next to one of the red dots.
That's crazy. Just walk around straight, catch them slipping.
I don't know. I read that today. I should have had more information if I was going to bring it up.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Because it raises the question like, yeah, I mean, it's dope, whatever. These aren't people I want to defend for life.
No, that guy's... Obviously, hero.
But is he being, because sometimes it's like this guy pissed in front of a park and now he's on the list too, or something like that. Like, is he getting the hammer too? Is the hammer indiscriminate?
I believe the hammer is indiscriminate.
It's the hammer of justice.
He's an actual ban hammer.
The ban hammer of justice.
Holy shit. Did he hurt anybody?
I think so. Why don't I pull it up since I brought it up and then had no information for anyone. Oh, this dude kind of looks like Highlander.
There can only be cum.
Well, I don't think he wants that anymore.
Oh.
Anchorage man who attacked sex offender sentenced to 23 years in prison. Jason Vukovic cries as he listens to his brother Joel Fulton testify about the physical, emotional, and sexual abuse that their adoptive... Okay, that's dark. He attacked three registered sex offenders. Vigilantism is not something that we accept in America. It's not something that we accept in this community, and it's just simply something that will not be tolerated.
I mean, is that actually vigilantism, as they put it, or is that just a hate crime?
I don't think it's a hate crime as much as... I mean, you... Well...
I mean, it is, because yeah,
are they protected...
Hate crimes aren't just against...
They're not just against races. Race. I don't know. You know what that one lady, you know, that one lady who was standing up talking about, we should respect our fellow pedophile.
Oh, that weird TED
That talk. Weird fucking lady.
I feel like that was a prank thing. I don't think that was real.
And that was weird, though.
How did we get here, boys?
I don't know. I wish I never brought this up.
Yeah, we can move on.
What I'm wondering is, how does the vending machine catch him?
You're just gonna have to listen back, my dude.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. You weren't.
I'm not. You will not let me be a part of this. Fine.
It's gone. We did it.
I could probably make it better if I was in this thing. You know how I am, guys. I can make it better.
I mean, you know, you have a Waffle House now, bro.
You're right. I'm gonna be too busy with my Waffle House. Excuse me.
See, a Waffle House.
Well, either way, I think you guys can have your stupid box that takes men. And
it's not always men, bro.
Whoa. It's not always men.
See, way to be.
Is
destined.
There an animal door for it? Can you grab cats and stuff?
There is.
A sketchy cat?
We usually sell those to the highest bidder.
What, do you think what? Animals can be sex offenders?
Have you heard of dolphins?
That's true. Yeah, never mind.
Have you been to the zoo recently and see the monkey exhibit?
I don't go anymore.
Have you seen what a monkey does with a frog?
I had a bad experience at the monkey.
Yeah.
Now I just carry a hammer. Okay. You know, I'm not going to leave that in. Let's cut it. Follow us on Twitter at Gestures Academy, at Bearclaw_Bob, at KMacho3605.
Okay. Like and subscribe.
He had a stroke.
If you want any of our, I think it's like 7 hours now of bonus content on Patreon, you can go to gesturesacademy.com/or no, that's not how you do it. Patreon.com/gesturesacademy.
Yeah, poke our Patreon.
You can poke us in Patreon.
Poke it.
Poke me.
All right. I'm going to remove this tranquilizer dart from Chris's leg now. Bob, put your pants on.
Sorry.
Damn it.